I believe that the Lord has a way of using all of us to build lasting institutions. And so it begins all the way to synergesis. You know, I went to a Catholic school. I was baptized as a Catholic. The name was Peter. And then I was later on confirmed as Lawrence. I wanted to choose Judas. I just mentioned Judas, but I think the first reaction was that Judas is too close to Iscariot. Yes. So, you know, so I took Lawrence. But then I went for an interview to be for the election as school prefect. And surprisingly, you know, by some accident, when I was filling my Form 5 forms, I had written that I was a non-denominational Christian. You know, that's how Nkrumah described himself. And I'm an Nkrumahite, so being a young guy, I was following my mentor or my hero. So it was referred to me that, well, you can't be a prefect in a Catholic school. Then I said, oh, no, the doctrine says that once a Catholic, always a Catholic. You can ask the priest. And the pastor said, don't bring me in. And based on that, I was disqualified.
Okay.
So for 3 days, there was a chaos in Augustine's, because the students were saying, no, I'm here, no, Bolombo, another guy who was disqualified, there'll be no elections. I talked to my supporters, and the elections took place. So, and then I was asked to become the house prefect of St. Stephen's House, where I was residing. And then I said that, in terms of principle, once you agree that I'm not a Catholic, and you make me prefect, you are creating a conflict of interest for me. Because once you agree I'm not a Catholic, I will not be obliged to ensure that the wards go to church. And I believe that the prefect's role is to make sure that. So I stopped going to church for almost 30 years.
Wow.
And then I discovered a word miracle, as it was called, in Perez. You know, so I was a faithful worshiper. We're then at the circle. And you come, after all these years, with a lot of doubt and skepticism about, you know, and then there was Bishop Asare saying he was performing miracles. So you come as a doubting Thomas, looking for a sign. And I think I saw many signs that have influenced what I wrote. I don't think you have an article that I wrote, which was when you started talking about why we should build a house for the Lord, which ended up in Perez Dome. There was an article in Free Press, or one of the newspapers, challenging and attacking. And I felt compelled, because I believe that the project was a good project. And as you say, I don't know the impact it made, but at least at that point in time, God inspired us and used us, you know, to at least sell a certain message. And I think that my involvement with pastors, that maybe didn't begin with you, because I remember the days of Bishop Duncan Williams, you know, when he was being besieged and attacked by the media. Somehow, I listened to his story. And he would confirm that at that point, when he was being assailed by all kinds of satanic forces, God used me to. And I'm told that he openly
acknowledged that
in one of his services. You know. So that's the miracle that I have gone through. You know.